as someone who is interested in judo and Wing Chun, and also a guide dog owner, I'm always curious and interested to find out how people with visual impairments look at the topic of self-defence. Well, there are classes being run at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre near Falkirk in Scotland by David Black. And he's not new to the centre, he actually works there as well. And David joins us now. Tell us, first of all, your involvement with the centre, David.
I'm the cook at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre. I've been here for about 11 years. I started first as a volunteer and then I got paid employment and I've been a paid member of staff, a cook at the Sensory Centre for the past few years.
Fantastic. Is it a good job?
It's an awesome job.
So we are talking a little bit today about self-defence and you are going to be taking classes at the centre now. But tell me, first of all, where the interest or the idea about learning a kind of self-defence came from.
Well, I've been doing self-defence for years, like judo, jiu-jitsu. I actually did the Wing Chun as well years ago. Blind-friendly martial arts. Since losing my eyesight, I've got RP. And the older I got, the worse my eyes got. And I became kind of scared to leave the house, kind of got depressed. And through the Sensory Centre, I started doing Tai Chi classes. And for that, the guy was an instructor in things like jiu-jitsu and judo. So I learned as the years went on and got more and more interested. And I thought, you know, I'd like to actually teach this. So this is awesome. It really improved my confidence. And yeah, I loved it. I got more and more interested in it. As you could tell, I'm to the point where I want to teach it and help other people.
Is it something you think that visually impaired people would benefit from?
Everybody would benefit from some form of personal safety or self-defence training, but it's no something that is exclusive for blind people. You think, oh, blind people can't do this or can't do that. It's possible with the right adaption, then we could do pretty much anything. It would be good for people to learn a wee bit. Well, I think it would be good for everybody to learn a bit, but there's certainly no barriers to say that a blind person or visually impaired person can't do it. So yeah, I think it's very valuable.
When we think of martial arts, people probably think of, you know, Bruce Lee and people like that, karate and jumping about, flying kicks, but it's not all about that, is it? A lot of it can be really up close and personal.
As a blind person, closer the better. The farther away the person is, I can't really tell how many they are, who they are, what's happening, how tall they are. It's not until they come in contact with me. Like, that's where the judo or jiu-jitsu came in. My brother makes a joke, might not see it coming, but as soon as they grab you, then it's basically your wheelhouse. So that's where I talk about adaption, like martial arts or self-defence. As a blind person's point of view, closer the better. I make people laugh when I say, I've tried a wee bit of boxing. I can't see the punches coming in, but it's good guards. I'll try anything. And if it works, and if it works for me and works as a blind person, then I'll give it a go.
So how long have you had this interest for?
For years, Dad always said I've never heard of a blind person doing martial arts, so I actually left it for years. Not until I actually got more into groups and I met blind people that were doing martial arts that I started to think it was possible for me. And it's something that actually made me feel safer. I wanted to, was quite proactive about the idea. I didn't like sitting at home doing nothing for years, so I went out, became more physically active, and martial arts became a progression of that. Just became a natural progression of exercise.
We have, you know, blind judo now at the Paralympics, which is, you know, a highly professional sport. So do you think the word is kind of getting out there slowly to people who are blind and partially sighted that you can take up martial arts as, say, a form of fitness or confidence building or even to a professional level?
Going into a gym didn't really affect me that much, but actually doing it in contact with somebody and actually doing that type of physical fitness was very beneficial for me as a blind person. I could feel the improvement as I was going on. So yeah, I think the more awareness there is that you can do this, the better.
Tell me about the classes then, David, that you're going to be running at the Sensory Centre. I mean, what kind of things do you start people off with? Because, you know, like you say, many of these people will never have tried any form of martial arts before because they think someone that's blind or partially sighted can't do it.
The thing about this course is the techniques in it are from martial arts, but it's actually a personal safety class, because one of the things we talk about is confidence building. Verbalisation, teaching people a posture, how to walk right, how to kind of project ourselves. You'll know as a blind person, you've got a bad habit of kind of walking with your head down, making yourself as small as possible. Whereas we try to teach confidence, how to talk, how to actually act. Years ago, I was attacked, physically attacked. At least 3 times I was attacked. Once they say how blind I was, a couple of times it was people being leery and it led to physical violence. Another time they just attacked me because I knew I couldn't identify them. Because back then, I used to walk with my head down, kind of terrified, scared. I didn't know what was going to happen next. Now I walk with my head up. I'm confident, I'm loud, or not too loud, but I'm openly confident, and it's not happened since. I'm not projecting myself as a target, as somebody that you can approach and I will collapse. I'm mere confident, and that's what I try to teach in this class. The techniques are incidental, because like I said, I've done years of martial arts, but when I went through my training, I noticed that those techniques that I was taught in the classes, like judo, is excellent when you get a hold of them. But if these guys are just punching you, then holding your hand out to grab them doesn't really work. It's not really much of a guard. So I teach personal safety. It's an 8-week training course, and I work up the level of aggression as the course goes. So I'll teach how to resolve a situation by non-violent means, how to talk your way out. As the violence and the threat increases, then the techniques I teach become more and more physical and more aggressive.
So very up close and personal is the stage that this could get to. So, you know, are you teaching someone to use their hands, their legs, or perhaps even, you know, if they use a cane, using that as well?
One of the times when I was attacked, I held my stick up as a barricade, as a bar, to hold the person back and to show that I was blind. The person grabbed the stick, and because of my training, I actually used that stick, not a weapon, but as a deflective instrument to throw the person away. And he landed in the canal. His friends were fishing him out, and I used that as a distraction so I could get away. So that's one of the things I teach in the class, to use the stick or your cane as a bar to hold the person back, as a part of the posture and the voice control, to hold the person back and to get an alarm that you're being attacked. And if the person grabs the stick, to warn them to let go, and if they don't, then you could use it as a defensive weapon, really.
Do you think that people coming to the class will perhaps get more from this and be more comfortable taking part, knowing that you, the instructor, are visually impaired yourself?
Yeah, I think that would be a part of it. You're not going to come into it and have me looking down at you at any point, because I can't see you. But there is a preconception notion that they can't, so I've got a lot of convincing people you can do it and I can teach. I had a conversation with somebody waiting for a bus when I said, oh, I'm a cook at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre. He went, how can a blind person cook? Now, this guy's visually impaired. And I went, oh, I'm a personal safety instructor. And he said, how can a blind person do self-defence? I had to actually convince this visually impaired person that a blind person can do self-defence. So I've got a lot of work to do. But so for some people, it's, yeah, it'll be great being taught by a blind person and I don't feel threatened because he's blind. And other people, well, that's not possible for him to actually teach this because he can't see.
I'm sure a lot of people will get a great deal from the classes, David. But, you know, if you saw that someone had some real potential, perhaps you want to take this even further, I mean, can you recommend them on to other people? Can they take it further with perhaps groups or organisations that understand visual impairment as well?
Yeah, I mean, if I get somebody in and I think they've got real potential, then I would definitely move them on to other people that I know. I trained in judo with a guy called Gregor, who teaches disabled people quite a lot, and he's got a visually impaired lassie, I think, still training with him. So that would be awesome. That would be a very good thing for somebody to do if they're visually impaired, because it's very blind friendly. I think I said that before. Judo is very blind friendly.
David, just finally, if perhaps there are some blind or partially sighted people out there in or around the Falkirk area, maybe thinking to themselves, you know, I'd like to try this, even come along for a bit of a taster and see what we think, how do they get in touch with you?
You can contact the Forth Valley Sensory Centre. Would you like the phone number?
Absolutely, please.
01324 590 888.
David, best of luck with the courses. Let's hope more people do get involved, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you very much.